All right, you're listening to the Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast.
Very nice. We got an intro for that anyway. You don't need to do that. So today we got a special guest here again, once again, Mr. Jason Williams, the rock star cook, as we call him.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
We'll get into that later in another podcast. But for now, we got some more. We always get this weird, crazy news going on in the metal world and in the rock world. There's no shortage of things. Whether it be Ted Nugent, Sebastian Bach, Rudy Sarzo, we don't know what's going on. But hey, we're going to get into a few things today with you.
Yeah.
The Diabolical himself, the Sean Hart. He's got a little tidbits for me once again. So now he's finally come off his high horse of hating Eagles and saying, fuck you, Def Leppard.
So mad.
Went to those shows. We know.
I'm so freaking mad. I'm happy. I'm happy it's over because I have this, like, it's like I took a Valium. I have this sense of relief that I'm over my hating the Eagles and over hating Def Leppard. And I know you guys may or may not agree with me. Send it to oldguystalkmetal@gmail.com.
Yes.
And I'll throw them away. I won't even read them.
So how do you feel about the Eagles, Jason? Do you like the Eagles?
Are you sick of
listening to them?
Be honest.
Are you sick of Hotel California?
Yes. And honestly, they sound like an overdone country band now. I grew up listening to the Eagles. My parents loved them. So I know the lyrics to every single song they've ever done.
Sure, me too.
I can hear it in my head right now, and I don't want to.
And all the guitar solos. Yeah, I don't want to hear
it. Joe Walsh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck them all.
So how many are dead, though? There's a couple dead.
I think just one
is Glenn Frey, right?
One is dead.
Glenn Frey.
And the one guy that wrote the heavy metal song for heavy
Don
metal.
Don Felder, he kicked out.
We'll give him that.
Yeah, he went out.
Yeah, he's gone.
I have no problem with the James Gang either.
So I like James Gang. All that's left is Timothy B. Schmidt.
I can't tell you why.
And Don Henley.
Oh my God. Really?
And the boys Boys of Summer as well.
That was a total yacht rock hit.
Yeah.
Yacht rock.
I can't tell you why.
That was the Boys of Summer too, right? Yacht rock hit.
Whoa.
That was a horrible song.
I forgot about
that
one. Yeah.
Really? I will always remember that song.
Didn't Don Henley do Dirty Laundry too? Dirty Laundry. Yeah.
Oh my God, that song reminds me of
Kick 'em when they're up.
Getting driven
to school.
Kick 'em when they're up. Kick 'em when they're down.
My God.
Kick 'em when they're up. Kick 'em when they're down.
Getting driven to school without having done my homework.
Total Miami Vice right there.
I'm gonna throw up.
You already threw up in your mouth. We went through this already.
Okay.
Every time I hear him too, I can't listen to Eagles anymore. I just turn it off. I can't do it anymore, man.
Why?
I can't do it. I don't hate Def Leppard.
I agree.
I still like Def Leppard, though.
It's the same thing with Journey, but for some reason, I still like Journey. I don't know why.
Because of Neil Sean, probably.
No, I think it's the singer.
Think so? Steve Perry?
Yeah, I like him. He's good.
You know what happened when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Except Journey, for maybe Faithfully.
When Journey was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Steve Perry refused to sing with the band.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
It's his band.
Well, I know, but they fucked him
one
over,
last
right?
time. No, he had that old Sherry tune.
I thought that he lost
yeah,
his
you're
voice
on,
or
you're
something.
Right. He did.
He did, but he got it back. He just put an album out.
I think.
Why are you gonna be a dick? You know, like this, like Kiss.
I'd be a dick too if I was
Kiss
in
a Rock Hall of Fame. Kiss didn't want to jam at Ace or Peter. They didn't want to do it.
Huh?
They want to use their existing band members
because they don't like Peter. They've never liked Peter. He's always been the odd man out.
Don't take it on an Ace. All right.
No, it's fine. Ace is fine, dude. Listen, when I mixed Ace, dude, he had guitar stacks that were ridiculous. And they were obviously ridiculous. And he had these like huge Marshall heads. They were obviously ridiculous, obviously fake.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. He was a really nice guy. I liked him.
I know, but he still got fucked over.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he wasn't fucked over.
He was
I'm just
drunk
saying he was cool.
And made him sign documents, but he didn't know what he was signing.
He's just like,
well,
blah,
yeah, he's all hammered. He just took his money. That's
yeah,
it.
Peter Criss, they just fired him.
He just fired him, they sent him off, yeah.
He's done.
Cocaine binge.
He did.
I don't know about that.
Isn't Tommy Thayer from Black and Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still in there, Tommy Thayer.
Yeah,
okay.
Wearing the makeup, mind you, of the Space Ace.
Sure. Which is kind of humiliating, but whatever.
And the drummer is...
I can't remember. Was he one of the ones that was unmasked?
Not Eric Singer? Is he the drummer?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Eric Singer, I believe, yeah.
I could look it up, but whatever.
We don't care. Yeah. Anyway, let's get past all the nastiness of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right.
We hate it anyway. So what do you got for me today, for all of us here today, gathered in our masses?
All right, here we are, 2022, my second news story, my new segment. And I'm just going to go through these things briefly because, you know, whatever. I look on the internet, I find things. Here they are.
And listen, a lot of it's an opinion, and if you're opinion, you want to yell at us, go ahead, oguystalkmetal.com.
Yeah.
Reach us there. Whatever you got to do. If you want to bitch and moan or say something else or have your own opinion about it, drop us a line. It's fine. Go ahead. Let's see what you got.
First one. Jack Black posts touching tribute to Meatloaf. Thank you for rocking so hard.
Jack Black.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up because Meatloaf just died, right?
Of course, yes.
And we can't not give thanks to Meatloaf for something, anything.
And let me tell you something right now. People are really pissing me off. People out there, younger, like Post Malone, other people like this.
Oh God.
Dude, I sold 2 million copies. You know what?
Bring up Post Malone.
You know what, Banner to Hell? 53 million copies sold.
Right. Done.
And he sold them in a record store.
Yeah, fuck you.
fuck you.
It circles records.
Okay, get out of my chest. Circles.
Kmart.
Kmart, anywhere.
Yes, Walgreens.
Kmart, man, Walgreens.
Yeah, they sold records.
Jewel Osco.
Yeah, there's no Walmart.
No, man. No Walmart.
Right.
Is there a count on how many 8-tracks he sold?
Oh, my God. Really?
There's got to be.
Got to be part of the 53 million, though.
Right. Was he on Warner Brothers? I have no idea, but you know somebody was keeping track of that shit.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
They're still making a ton of money off Banner to Hell.
How much
more money are they making off Banner to Hell now that he passed away?
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
See, I'd rather remember him as...
Jim Steinman's raking it in.
Dude, yes.
I'd rather remember him as Bitch Tits Bob.
That's correct. True. From Fight Club.
Yeah.
Well, or Eddie.
He was the best.
Eddie from the Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I was going to say Rocky Horror.
He was cool in Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
All right. So you want me to read this? I'll read it real quick.
Yeah, give me the skinny.
Okay, last week, Meatloaf. The bombastic rock singer. Hold on a minute. My computer just went off.
All right, we'll go back.
You said skinny.
Bombastic. Meatloaf. Bombastic rock singer. Best known for his best-selling record, Banner of Hell.
Yep.
Died at the age of 74.
He did.
But not only was Meatloaf a world-renowned rock star, he was also a pretty accomplished actor, having played a couple roles.
We know.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, Fight Club, and Tenacious D. And the pick of destiny.
Yeah, he was in there.
I'm a big fan of Tenacious D. So,
are you?
Yeah.
But they're back on tour. They're coming to town.
Dude, Dio. It's time to go. Dio wrote on the Rings of
I don't know. I don't know about their Last in Line cover. What do you think about that? Remember? Did you like that? No, I didn't like it at all.
I loved it.
No. I like Doral Pesting and the Egypt the Chains Around, though.
All right. I love their weird devil thing that they had in that one video. I can't remember with the weird demon that they had. Yeah, it was really cool.
Who's the other guy? The bald-headed older guy with him. Who's that guy?
Kay.
Who is he? What Kevin. Does he do?
He's Kevin. He's
what does he do?
He's the backup guy.
Doing what? What he does?
I thought he was the roadie.
No, he plays. I think his name is KG.
Does he
or
play
something.
Like the? What does he play? Like a cello or something?
No, he plays guitar. He's the backup to Jack Black.
Okay.
So
continue on then.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. So. Its last film star, Jack Black, who recently posted a specially touching tribute to the fallen singer, thanks him for his contribution to both the film and his life.
Nice.
I met Jack Black one time, and he's super cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's just a normal guy. Really, he really, really is.
And we know, of course, Meatloaf had a bad heart.
Here's what he says.
Go ahead.
I think I was 9 years old when my big sister took me to see Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah.
He was 9.
Nice.
He wrote this on his Instagram account. Meatloaf rocked the hell out of the movie. 25 years later, I begged him to play my father in my band's movie, The Pick of Destiny. And by God, he rocked the hell out of me one more time. Thank you, Meatloaf, for rocking so hard. Much love to his friends and family. Meatloaf, rest in peace. Meatloaf was born in Dallas, Texas.
Of course.
His father was an alcoholic whose drinking binges were sparkled by an injury sustained in World War II.
They were sparked by it.
Whatever.
Thing.
Okay. Sparkled. I like sparkled.
Sparkled is good.
Whatever.
My dad was sparkly drunk.
By 1977, Banner to Hell, the album Meatloaf created with late composer Jim Steinman, that vaulted him to international stardom. The record's combination of old school rock soul and dive bar piano, show tunes, and the music of then-emerging heavy metal scene struck a perfect chord with listeners at the time. To this date, the album has sold 53 million copies.
You know how long it takes Meatloaf to get a record contract? Him and Steinman pushed that thing around everywhere.
He's so ugly.
And he is. Ugly. No, he's regular the money. And he was pissed off at Banner to Hell came out. It's supposed to be Jim Steinman and and Meatloaf together co-headlining on the album. They just put Meatloaf when it came out. It said music by Jim Steinman. So
what's the name of the Anthrax guitar player again?
Scott Ian. He's married to his wife, Pearl.
Apparently he's
Pearl Day is his daughter. Meatloaf's his daughter.
Meatloaf is his stepfather.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's married to Pearl A Day. He has three grandchildren.
Wow.
From Anthrax, I believe. Three grandkids, I believe.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's just another fact that we have.
Yep. It is. He would always talk about Thanksgiving. He was in Thanksgiving at the dinner table. It was Meatloaf head of the table.
Yeah.
We're having Meatloaf.
Scott Ian and Meatloaf.
Wow.
Everybody know Meatloaf was a parking attendant. That's all he did was parking cars when he got discovered outside of the Broadway show Hair.
What?
Okay, and he was out there, and I guess somebody got sick or dropped out of the show, and he saw him out there with long hair, and they started talking to him. What do you do? He's like, well, what's your name? He goes, Meatloaf. I go, Meatloaf. And he goes, can you sing? I can sing. Yeah, he got hired to star in Hair. That's how he started his career, in the Broadway show Hair. That's how it happened.
Are you sure it wasn't Hairspray?
No.
Okay.
He was divine.
Yeah.
Remember that Broadway show in a long time ago, Hair? That's how Meatloaf started, so God rest his soul.
Okay.
And I still love Eddie, Hot Patootie and all that.
Sure. Yeah. Story two. Ready, guys?
Yeah,
here it
of
goes.
Course.
Gwar.
Gwar.
Right. So this is kind of an interesting topic because I love Gwar.
Do you?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
First, he likes Jack Black, but now he likes Gwar.
Dude, okay, listen. I've opened for Gwar twice.
You opened for Gwar?
Yeah.
Doing what? Puppet show?
No, with Wise Monkey.
Oh.
We opened for him twice.
Wise Monkey,
And I mixed him twice.
He was in a band called Wise Monkey Orchestra, if you don't know.
It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying that...
It does matter, because what the hell are you talking about?
Well, first of all, whenever Gwar came to town, wherever it was, we had to put Visqueen over the whole stage area, including the monitor board, where I was the monitor mixer. Mm-hmm. All over everywhere, right? And then the Gwar pit.
Oh.
Which is a carpet.
I get it.
Right. Because they have these like semen exploding cannons and blood cannons and all this crazy shit that goes on. You know what I mean? If you're in the front audience, there's like Visqueen in the first 12 rows.
Yeah.
And then the people hide. And it's just, it's a remark. You've seen Gwar, right?
Yeah.
Don't go on acid. I'll tell you
It's kind of like being in the front row for Gallagher.
It is. Yes, you're right. Because I've done the Gallagher show too. And you're absolutely
public
right.
Public service announcement. Don't go see Gwar on acid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're very well experienced on acid. It says that on the back of their ticket.
You got a Gwar t-shirt at home?
I don't think so.
Will you wear one of these days?
I don't know. I probably washed it and lost
Did
it.
You? Yeah,
it
like... You bought one of those $5 ones in the parking lot.
Let me tell you. No, wait. Let me tell you something about Gwar. They took off where Kiss started and made it much deeper, weirder, and crazier. They were all art students.
Okay.
And their thing was to take... the most demented freaking demons you can possibly imagine. UFO demons, big cocked demons, just demons and crazy weird things. And they made them normal characters and they go up there and play their instruments, right? The music may or may not be that great. Mm-hmm. I don't really care.
Yep.
But it's freaking awesome. And the show is awesome. So hats off to Gwar.
Yeah, it's definitely for the show.
All right, so here it is.
Okay.
New concept album and accompanying graphic novel. And the only reason why I bring this up.
Okay.
Is that with the new album also comes a new graphic novel, Gwar in the Dioverse of Absurdity. Not the universe.
What is it again?
The Duoverse.
The
universe.
What is it called again?
The Duoverse.
Okay, but what is it? Say it again.
Gwar in the Duoverse of Absurdity.
The Duoverse of Absurdity.
Right.
Okay.
Which will be published on the same date as 72 by 72 Comics, who also made Dio's Holy Diver graphic novel. Same people.
Nice.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah. And King Diamond's Abigail graphic novel.
And it just came out, the Abigail graphic novel.
The comic is available. It's going to be available for pre-order.
Pre-order?
I'm just letting you know that now.
Did you get your order in already?
Huh?
You didn't order? Did you order one?
No, I didn't order one. I haven't even got my Hawkwind puzzle yet.
He's still waiting for those. He went to some shady website.
What the fuck?
Some kid's making them in his garage right now.
So that's pretty much all I have on that one.
Okay.
All right.
God bless Gwar.
It says, get ready for Gwar in 2022, you blithering primates. Good luck.
Okay.
I hope you can hang in there.
All right. We'll hang in there. We'll wait. With bated breath.
Here it is. Masturbated breath.
Yep.
All right. Here it is. Rudy Sarza reveals what happened to the dove that survived Ozzy's 1981 meeting.
Yeah, whatever happened.
What happened to the dove?
He got his head bitten off.
Apparently, he was biting.
What do you want to keep the corpse? I don't. What, Sarzo? What do you want to keep it in a plastic bag?
He's revealing it.
Oh.
After all these years.
So what happened to it? You didn't tell everybody. Tell the world what happened to it.
I'm gonna try.
Okay. This was, he bit the head off the bat during his record signing.
I don't think doves live that long anyway.
Did he throw it behind him and Tommy Aldridge swallowed it?
I know. Was there blood?
Yeah. All over his face. He just bit it off. Because when he signed his record contract to release White Doves in the freaking office, he grabbed one and bit his freaking head off.
Right.
People started throwing up and everything else.
I thought he thought it was a rubber bat.
That was on stage.
I thought it was a rubber bat.
That was on stage with the bat.
That's just what he
said. Dove is when he signed his contract in the record office, and he released doves to like let it go, like a white dove.
Yeah.
To celebrate it, and he grabbed one in the air and just bit his head off.
I never live. Heard that. I never.
You didn't hear that?
No, yeah. I never heard that.
It was all over his face, and people were like getting sick and puking.
Later on he did the heads off bats. It's true.
Yeah.
But it started with the dove.
And it had rabies, the bat.
My God.
I never heard that.
He paid the price.
I don't know why I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Apparently he did this when he was trying to get a record deal contract.
No, he had it and he signed it, like I just said.
And then he bit
and then
the
released
the
doves to celebrate and he grabbed one out of the air and right in front of everybody, and they're puking and getting sick, the executives.
Yeah, all the D-girls.
They're thinking, why the hell did he sign this guy? Who the hell?
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
They should have known right then and there that they were doomed forever.
Yeah.
Doomed. The magical word of the day is doomed.
I don't know if I need to really read into it, but.
You can.
Did Sarza say
what happened to the dove? Did you get a proper burial or?
See here if I can.
But they made it to chicken wings?
Right,
I don't know.
All right. Okay. So, one of the most infamous stories in rock and heavy metal history is that Ozzy Osbourne, March 1981, meeting with CBS Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the story goes, Sharon and Ozzy, they arrived sober, ready to present.
Come on.
Ready
now.
To present.
Hell
and give
no.
them a couple of doves
I'm not
to
buying
throw
it.
Out.
Yeah.
They're going to throw a couple doves at it when they arrived.
Oh, my God.
For dramatic effect.
Oh, wow.
As an offering of peace. Instead, Ozzy showed up wasted.
Yep.
Sat on a female staffer's lap, which is what I would do immediately.
He did, yep.
Tossed one dove into the air and then bit the head off the other one. The rest, they say, is history. But we can't help but wonder what happened to
and
the other dove.
And they still signed him.
What happened to the other dove?
The rest is history. The other dove got away, luckily. Flew out the window
right?
or something.
Now, Rudy Sarzo explains what happened to the remaining dove from Ozzy's CBS meeting.
How the hell would Rudy Sarzo know this?
Spoiler, it didn't survive long.
Didn't survive long?
No.
How did he get a hold of him, too?
Didn't. When I joined the band, I went from sleeping on the floor to staying with them, Rudy told Yahoo Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give the plug, right? And them is the Arden family, Sharon's family, who owned and managed the management company and all that, right?
Yep.
They had a beautiful estate that was built by Howard Hughes for Jane Russell in the Beverly Hills area. It was a compound.
Nice.
They gave me a bungalow to stay there. So I was there hanging out, waiting to do the rehearsals. I bump into Ozzy, and he told me the dove story that had just happened. So he heard the second hand. He wasn't actually there.
Okay.
All right. As we were talking, I see that his jacket is flapping, right? I go, what the hell's that? He puts his hand in his pocket, pulls out the other bird, looks at it, and just as he goes, he bites the head off it again, right in front of me. I gross out. And he just laughs and keeps walking. So there you have it. Ozzy wasn't just performing for the CBS staff. The dude was biting the heads off doves left and right in the 80s as it should be. That's my story.
I like that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Did Rudy Sarzo just move out after that? Or
I don't know.
Maybe he's getting a free
Apparently he's still playing with them.
He's getting a free bungalow. He's not leaving anytime soon.
Maybe he got roasted doves later and he ate them.
He might have roasted doves later. They're delicious,
Cornish
actually.
Game doves? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Cornish hen doves?
I've had morning doves before. They're pretty delicious. They're not bad.
All right. Next story. This one I'll keep quick.
Is that really true? I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
straight
it's true.
From the mouth of Rudy Sarzo.
Yeah, he's a believable person.
It's like, you know, Motley Crue saying he was snorting ants.
Yeah.
Right.
Right in front of us all.
Right. Right. So, I mean, let's just go to the NFT thing about Ozzy, right?
He's non-fungible token.
Yeah, because that's...
Is he making a lion?
It's actually my
Ozzy?
Last story, but I'll move on there.
Okay.
Yeah, the non-fungible tokens.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Metal Sucks reported that Ozzy, in conjunction with Shutter Systems, recently launched an NFT campaign called Crypto Bats.
Crypto Bats?
Right?
It's about right.
To honor the 40th anniversary of Ozzy biting the head off a bat.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Apparently, Ozzy made these little digital bats for fans to buy. I looked at one. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
It literally looks like he did it on Microsoft Paint. He's like, oh, this is a bat. You know what I mean? It's just, it looks terrible.
Microsoft Paint.
Like some of his tattoos that he has?
Yeah.
Literally, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
I would never buy one.
But you're telling me Ozzy's designing these himself? I know he likes to paint and mess around. Ozzy actually do the NFTs. He created them. His artwork. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah. He created the artwork.
So we got a pack of Crayolas.
No. No, he did them digitally. That's why I'm saying it's Microsoft Paint.
Worse.
He's like, he made a bat, right?
He made a
He's trying
bat.
To sell him his NFTs. He's trying to make money.
Like
Ozzy needs to make an NFT.
What does Ozzy need any more money? You know Sharon put him up to it. Come on.
And it was miserable.
Ozzy has no idea what NFT is. No clue.
He made 9,666 bats.
Think Rudy Sarzo knows about NFTs? I don't know.
He made 9,666 unique bats.
Good. A lot of time in his hands. Apparently, he's not doing anything else.
For fans to buy.
What'd she do? God. Lock him in a room or something and not let him out until he's done?
It's a lot of bats.
It's probably just one more pixel.
And everyone's got to be different, right? They've got to be different.
I don't know.
Some jabroni's paying millions of dollars for this stuff, too. And he's going to realize it's going to be worthless. Whatever.
All right. So apparently, this is from The Verge.
Okay.
I went a little deeper on this
story.
Yeah. So as The Verge points out, Ozzy's people weren't ready for the speed with which the internet scammers would hack the project. Right? Like in a majority of NFT projects, CryptoBats use Discord as a place to organize its community.
Yep.
The official CryptoBats Discord is now accessed through the short. I'm not going to leave you how to buy one. But previously, the project was slightly different from the vanity URL, Discord at whatever, CryptoBats NFT.
Okay.
So somebody came up with another one and just dropped the NFT
and
sold them as Discord
CryptoBats. They thought they were buying Ozzy CryptoBats.
Right, but they weren't.
A piece of shit that some made in themselves. Okay.
Right.
Not that Ozzy's works great works of art. But
so inside the server, people were aware of the incident, but by that time it was too late.
Of course.
Okay.
You should have got an internet security analyst instead of a...
So there you go. A lot of people lost money. Fans lost some of the fans lost $41,000 each on these crypto bats that were hijacked and faked.
Yeah, there you go.
Fake crypto
bats. You're never getting that money back either. It's gone.
They're not goth bats.
It's boof. It's
we know
gone.
What the goth
it's,
bats
it's gone,
are.
It's gone into the wherever the metaverse or whatever they're talking about these days.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine getting fleeced thousands of dollars over a pixelated bat.
Yep. Least.
That's kind
it blows
of
my mind. Yeah, it blows my mind.
I'm going to put $41,000 on. Give me a bat. What?
Who the fuck would
I'm
buy
still kind of trying to comprehend this. If you've got $41,000 to throw around on.
No. I'm just saying that's what they lost. I'm not saying that's what they bought it for.
Yeah.
I'm just saying as the investment goes. So let's say I put $1,000 into the bat and it's supposed to go up to X price.
Sure.
It turns out that my bats were not really his.
It's bat scammed.
Yeah, you're bat scammed.
Holy bat. Guacamole.
And I'm only going to bring up one more point. Here's my last point for 2022 new news.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, new news. Microsoft's CEO hints that a new Guitar Hero game is in the works. And guess what band is going to be promoted in the new Guitar Hero?
Rammstein.
Nope.
Metallica.
Nope. King Diamond.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to say, like...
I like that.
Yeah. I'm super stoked about that.
I was going to say, like, you know...
Yeah.
Okay.
King Diamond.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's my news. Oh, I'm sorry. Also, World of Warcraft is going to do Corpse Grinder by Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah?
So we'll give him that. Yeah. The new Guitar Hero is going to have King Diamond and Cannibal Corpse.
Okay, beautiful.
So there's my
stories. I'll buy that.
There's my stories. Take them or leave them.
That's pretty cool, though. King Diamond. You got to love him.
Dude, you got to be Abigail.
I don't know what it's going to be.
You can only hope it's Mansion in Darkness.
I like Fatal Portrait.
Mansion in Darkness. It's not going to be Melissa.
No.
No, because that wouldn't be Fatal Portrait.
It would be The Oath or maybe in there.
Don't Break the Oath.
Come to the Sabbath.
Come to
the... You think?
I have no idea. All I'm saying is that
it's kind of
cool. You might
as well throw some Merciful Fate in there while you're at it, man.
Merciful Fate. I just can't wait to see like King Diamond in the video. Yeah, I've never really played Guitar Hero. I don't really know.
Yeah,
but
he'll be in there.
He'll be in there.
King Diamond will be in
and
there.
And it'll be cool. Whatever it is.
I wonder if King Diamond's doing NFTs.
What would the NFT look
like? Upside down crosses. Whole line of them. Whole line of different ones, yeah.
What could he possibly NFT?
I don't know. The many makeups of King Diamond? I don't know. I have no idea. So that's it for this week in news.
Yeah, that's it. That's my news.
Well, it's this week in news later. Okay. So words of wisdom. Don't buy NFTs from people that you don't know.
Yeah. Research it.
You may lose $41,000.
It's a lot of money.
And believe me, it's not real, so you'll never able to touch anything or hold it in your
hand. Part two is don't buy an NFT from Ozzy. I mean, really. Yeah. The guy can barely even breathe or talk. You know what I mean? Why would you?
Stay out of the metaverse. Let's stay back in reality, people.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know.
Let's be normal.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the end of my news.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Okay, all right. Hang on. So once again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Old Guys Talking Metal Sometimes Punk. Thank you, Jason Williams, for joining us for the podcast.
Yep.
And we will see you each and every week. We do a whole bunch of podcasts. So go to oldguystalkmetal.com and get all the podcasts. They're all there. All the links are there. Hit it. Start listening, man.
Yeah, man.
So thank you once again. We'll see you soon. I'll see you. Talk to you. Maybe see ya. Who knows? What do you think?
I think it's great.